If there are nine of you, that's okay.
Вспомните
as well.
То, что говорил вам Ульянов.
And again, please remember
значит,
what Ульянов
каждому человеку быстренько выговорится.
Give every person the opportunity to speak quickly.
Уважать право каждого на
его
мнение.
The right of every person,
говорить, чтобы дать товарищу возможность тоже что-то сказать.
Opinion,
на каждый вопрос отводится
shortly,
по 7-8 до 10 минут.
To allow everyone to speak. Every question, for every question we have from 7 to 10 minutes allocated to discussion, no more than that, so try to speak briskly. Understand that... Girls, listen to me. Hello? Question is not answered with one's mind. It is only answered out of your mutual unification. A smart person is not successful in this. An answer that comes from the mind is worthless. Most important is to unite together, to feel a connection, and out of this connection to answer the question. Again, aspire toward unification, feel the connection, and begin to answer the question, solve the question out of this connection. Because that is why the questions are asked of you. That is the purpose. And then your answers and my answers will be one and the same. Okay, everyone's sitting. Everyone. Our ego is called help made against. That's what's written. I have made evil against you, opposite you. What does it mean, opposite me? My ego exists opposite me. Give a quick answer, please. We all heard Rav talk about the rules today. Just now, the question is, our ego is called help made against. What does it mean, against myself or against yourself? It seems to me that against me means that you need to separate from your ego, to look at it from the side. On the one hand, I need to exit it and get outside of it. On the other hand, it is the ego, precisely the ego, which gives me the opportunity, the ability to make the effort. Thanks to my egoistic nature, I have the opportunity to make an effort towards rising above it. The ego is as if something that doesn't exist. The only way to come to true unity, to find your true self next to the Creator, is to deny the denial of your ego. What the ego sees is never the point of unity. It's never the Creator. So no matter what I see, what I feel in my ego, I know for a fact that I need to pray and exert in finding only that one point. I think that it's because without the ego, I will never be able to see unity, see connection, and to recognize it. It allows me to do that. It is that opposite point which allows me to see the opposite point, which is unity. I think that made against is against me? Where is me? Where is I in this? If I am a point of heart, then it is opposite me, opposite my point of heart, so that I could grow it and develop it. It says that it is written that without the ego there cannot be growth, meaning the ego forces me, compels me to desire more and more, to desire to know, to attain the Creator, and it is that assistance, that help, without which I would not want any of this. I would continue to exist in the same state that I'm in right now, as a, like a barbarian. But the ego forces me to develop these new desires up to the Creator. As Yitzhak said, I associate myself with unity, with the group. I lose myself in the group. That's my point. That's where it lies. But opposite it is my desire to escape from it, to get away from the unity. The Creator above sends us only goodness, and everything is help, everything assistance from Him. It's meant for us to use it as a stepping stone to rise above. It's opposite me, against me, because I need to reverse this point. I need to turn it inside out in order to rise to the next degree. It's important for everyone to speak, even if they only say a few words. The ego provides me, on the basis of the ego, I can build the aspiration towards the Creator. And that's how man advances. Thanks to the ego, a person changes, develops, but the ego needs to be concentrated correctly. It needs to be aimed at the right goal, in order to so that there would always be a lack. When we achieve this unity, the ego reveals between us, which exposes even more facets, even more layers that must be corrected. Why? Because we need to come to the necessity of turning to the Creator to demand that the light correct the ego. That's where our work lies. The ego is my reflection in the mirror, which is called the group. Even when we're sitting here, this point of unity, this that we all aspire to, it's something that I can sense. Whenever I feel heaviness, any kind of negative state, I immediately remember, and it helps me, it allows me to sharpen this point, to sharpen this goal. So it's like a point of reference that I can use that always points me in the right direction. The ego is like building materials. It's like at first it's like a pile of trash that you don't need. It's heaviness, but if you use it correctly, you use it as a building blocks of a spiritual structure. I will also, we know that in the group, the manifestation of the ego, we see the manifestation of envy and honor and glory. We see how these things, they force us to advance, to move forward, how we can use it in order to advance. The question is, why is the ego called help made against me? We've come to the conclusion that we're talking about ourselves. About, it's opposite me, opposite you. We may be talking about the Creator, and the ego is the help made opposite the Creator that allows us to find the Creator. And here we can choose. Do we tip in the scale of the ego, or do we tip the scale of merit and use this, use the ego to find the same path? So it turns out that, strange as it is, the ego helps us to come to there's no one beside him. The ego is that force that seems to prevent us from uniting with the Creator, but in reality, every kind of growth, beginning with a small child to spiritual growth, is made, is done on resistance, on moving away from previous degree and rising to the next one. And that's the only way a person can grow and get to the next degree. So the ego is always help. The scale where am I, is it an individual ego, or do I lose myself in a group? And that's the ego that we're referring to. The ego is called help against me, because if I imagine it as being against me, then it really, it's actually helping me. It's assistance to me. Actualize it as it is, real, implement it as it is, that it's help against you. But if you associate yourself with it, then obviously it's your enemy. Everything depends on how you associate yourself with it, position yourself with respect to it. How do we not forget that the ego is a help if I see it as opposite, against myself? Only then does it become help. How do we not forget that the ego is help when it's set against me, when I set it against me? Not, I don't identify myself with him, but I see the ego as opposite me, against me. How do we not forget about this? The answer is in the unification between you. Try to search. How do I put this? Something supernatural, kind of enlightenment that will fall on you through unification. Make the inner effort, not with your mind. The ego is help when I set it against, opposite myself. When I care for the friends and the group, I am in the store, but every time my heart grows heavy and I fall and I forget about the friends, that's when it becomes true help. I think that the opportunity to remember is sound problems. You can't hear the sound. I wanted to say something in that, something similar. I don't have the strength to always remember it, to remember this and again sound issues. It is written that a person can't pull himself out of prison, out of imprisonment. Friends have said that if I help my friends remember whatever my intentions are, but I work for my friends, they in turn remind me of the same, and only through them, with them, I can act correctly. We need to make very simple routine actions. I agree that we cannot remember this several times. We always forget. Only during the morning lesson, the daily lesson, you get up and you remember this. It seems like you knew this for sure, for certain yesterday, but suddenly you forget. So there need to be very simple actions that are seemingly very easy to do, but they're so routine that you don't even notice them, you don't even focus on them, but suddenly it awakens you. I think we simply need to stop treating oneself, ourselves seriously. When there's something that annoys me about someone else, I know for a fact that's my ego. I know if I'm surrounded with friends, no matter what I perceive from them, any judgments that I can pass on them, it's my ego. And if I don't take myself seriously, I simply train myself to play this game that no matter what I perceive, that's my ego. I think that through this denial, I will always cross to the other side. I don't know where it is, I don't know where this point is, but I'm not in the ego. That means I'm a little bit closer to the Creator. They say that the man is where his thoughts are. If I identify myself with the ego, then my thoughts are within it. If the ego is opposite me, against me, then my thoughts are not in it, but my thoughts are where they need to be, in the quality of the soul, and in the goal, and most importantly, in the group, where I connect to with my thoughts and my efforts, and that allows me to remember that that's where I exist, and not in my ego. Question, how do we not forget that the ego is a help when I set it opposite me? The environment will always remind you, it will always support you, it will always hold you up, so there is no other option. Can't forget when everyone is around you, everyone is outside of you. We need to come to the notion of there is no one beside him, but the question here is making it happen. It can only be done through love of friends, as we say, through mutual guarantee, and when we reach this level of love, of this level of work in the group, we will see it as part of us, as something very beloved, like a beloved person. And in this love, we will discover that there is none else beside him. The power of this love, the power of the sparks, it will help us to transition to this. The ego is essentially revealed in the group. When you're sitting down and there's something you don't like, there people are doing things incorrectly, but you don't pay attention to it and you rise above it. You make the effort and then you see a completely different picture, a different reality. It's completely different than what the ego was showing you just a second before. I think it's also possible to train yourself like Pavlov's dog. If you see that truly there is a conflict emerging within you, inside you, and you can always justify it, find something positive. And there is this transition, like a switch that gets flicked, and you realize that you're not being rejected from them, but positive things, it leads to a positive state. And gradually, these transitions, they allow you to develop the right kind of attitude, that you use them for energy, and it would always give you the right direction. But the inner work is always to justify the friends.
Еще, как говорил Раф, помогает очень, если ты берешь график какой-то, берешь какие-то обязанности, берешь какие-то тавкидим.
As Raf says, it's important to have a schedule. When you take certain duties, when there are certain things that need to be done, doesn't matter what your states are, there are obligations that you have that you need to carry out because other people depend on you. And then you simply you put yourself in these conditions. Mechanically, it doesn't matter if you're in an ascent or a descent, you must do them. To separate the ego and not forget. It's impossible for a person to remember this without the group. The entire group must come to a prayer of many, and then it will be impossible to forget and to confuse, and it will always be a force that helps us to advance, to extract the ego from myself in order to set it opposite myself. It's the environment which aspires to unity. That is the help that will show you your true picture. It follows that either you exist in mutual guarantee, in mutual care, or obligation, and if not, then you are certainly in your ego. I'm sitting here and I'm listening, and I realize that if I care for others, then this care overtakes me completely, and that's all I care about, that's all I'm thinking about. And I need the environment to always draw me to this. It's a very, it's a one of a kind means. Like it's a enormous. It's like a mother who's always dealing with her kids, worried about her kids. She has no time to worry about herself. She has a swarm of kids that she needs to care for and feed them and bathe them and clothe them. That's why, and so she has no time to worry about herself. It's like in a group, you look, watch your friends, you. You see that they're successful, but you're not successful, even though you try, you exert your efforts. So you try to connect to the friends and do it through them. You begin to work against your ego.
Вот еще раз напомню вопрос, как не забыть, что эгоизм помощь, когда я.
I'll remind the question: how do we not forget that the ego is a help when I set it opposite or against myself?
Мы стараемся говорить не из ума.
We're trying to speak not from the mind, but from the heart.
Ну, соответственно.
Вы обмениваетесь мнениями или хотите прийти к
единому мнению? Are you exchanging opinions, or do you want to come to a single unified opinion? Every circle. Well.
Надо приходить.
You need to try to come to a single unified opinion, although it's not necessity. It's not a necessity. You don't have that much time, I understand, but don't try not to just speak. Everyone has 2 minutes or a minute to say something. Instead, try to maybe connect the opinions, combine the opinions expressed in the group into a single opinion. So what was our answer? What the question is, how do we not forget that the ego is help set against me, or how do I always see it as opposite or against me? Of course, it can only be done with the environment. A person can never keep himself in this state. He will always associate himself with the ego and fall into it, unless the group, like a magnet, will elevate him above the ego. There are two forces here, the force of the group from above and the force of the ego from below. And if a group can pull my eye out of the ego, that's when I'm going to feel the ego as opposite myself or against myself. And if it's unable to lift me up from the ego, I will always fall into it, tumble into it, and I'm not going to have the slightest chance of seeing it opposite me, against me. Only the group with its opinion and its care for mutual guarantee can make this happen. Now tell me, will there ever come a time when the ego will be not against me, but for me? Will there ever be a time when the ego will be for me and not against me? Let's try to do this. Whoever speaks, regardless of what he speaks, the other person that listens, he may have a different opinion, but let him try to connect his opinion to what's been already said, to complement, to build on it. If we make a circle, perhaps we can come to a unified opinion, or maybe we'll have an interesting result at the end. Question, will there be a time when the ego will be for me? I think that it will come in the group when a person will come to the state of bestowal, and a person will know how to use the ego for the sake of bestowal. He's not even going to have the desire to receive anything for himself. He'll only want to bestow. I think there won't be a time. This time will never come. Because it is written that in the end there will be Leva Evan, the stony heart, which is not corrected. And it's not man's work to correct the ego, but it's to demand the Creator, to come to lack the Creator, to need Him. And then he raises a prayer, raises a plea to the Creator to do this work for him. And then finally, I don't know what happens at the end, after that, at the end of this time, but I don't expect this time. I agree. I think that if the ego is going to be for me, then I'm going to be for him, and as a result, I'll be in the ego. Even if the ego tells me that together we'll come to the Creator, it just means that it conned me very, very well, very slickly. I liked what Itzhak said. I think that if I am opposite the ego, then it's for me. That's what it seems to me. I hope that we will fulfill this path soon, and we won't have to guess, but we will, by overcoming the ego, by working in the group correctly, we will clarify one way or the other. Everyone is trying to speak and to find that common whole that exists here in the middle of a circle. It seems that If the ego doesn't exist, then there is nowhere to start. So, but I don't think the ego is ever going to be for me, but it's maybe as help against me. That's the purpose. That's the function of it. That's the beauty of creation, that the evil inclination was created, and the Torah is the spice against it. So we need it in order to come to the middle line. It was a great question. If we look at it as someone big, giving a gift to someone in order for you to see the depth of this gift, all the motivation, all the intentions that are included in that gift, then yes, you need to become just as big in terms of the level of the gift in order to come to understand what it is exactly that you've been given. This is why we need this ego. It's that ladder that by which you rise to the same level and begin to develop to that same level of the person who gave you the gift in the first place. And when you uncover the depth of this gift, That's when you're going to reach a state that the ego is for me. That it was thanks to the ego that I have come to this state, and the ego is then reversed. And it is transformed into the help that is necessary. That's hypothetically. And this is a relative concept. When a person comes to a state and sees that the Creator, the only goodness comes from the Creator, then the main notion that he talks about now is help, because that is always for a man. It's a relative concept. When the ego is for me, I understand that I begin to work not in terms of sweet, bitter, but in terms of truth and falsehood. My entire analysis becomes different. I stop looking at what it feels like, and I start looking at whether it helps me, or if it's for me or against me. I suddenly understand that I don't have the answer, and I think we need this point of our unity between us in order to clarify and to come to the right answer. I think that as we sit here, there is this great black chasm of the ego between us, but thanks to it we can rise infinitely and come to the goal of creation and literally in a moment. I think that it's impossible to hate or to be against something thanks to which I actually come closer, draw nearer the Creator. Truly, the ego it is possible that the ego can become for me. It's interesting. I also thought that if you remember this fable where there was a loyal slave, and then the king wanted to rise him up to a higher post, and the king began to test him, and the slave fought to his last breath. So maybe there is no ego to begin with. This entire kingdom, there is just love, there's nothing else. But in order to bring us to this state, there is this fear device that gets switched on. I agree completely. I think this thing that we're aspiring to this time, that's when the ego is going to disappear completely, because it's going to merge with its opposite, and they're going to become a single point. It sounds then like the ego is a pun, wordplay. Like the ego is not against me, but it's behind me. I don't see the ego, I only see the Creator. But the ego, instead of being for me, it's actually behind me. I'll repeat the question. Will there be time when the ego will be for me?
всему, коротко отвечаю, по всей видимости, придет.
Это, the quick answer is, it looks like yes, there will, the time will come. The ego is that reception for which I was created.
Значит, мне кажется,
I think that the question of when will the ego be not against me, but together with me, when I will detach it from myself completely, set it opposite myself, when I separate with the screen, with the restriction between myself and the ego. After I do all that, I'll be able to start working with it as with my helper, my assistant. Not against me, but for me. That's when we say we reach a state called Chafetz Chesed, the quality of Binah. And then we ascend even upward to the quality of Keter. So, when I completely master, acquire the quality of Binah, and I have the screen, when I can do anything I want to my ego, that's when I begin to apply it in a positive direction. Here I simply nullify it. Here is when I nullify it in the first phase, and in the second phase I now begin to work with it and make it work for me. It is, it becomes tamed. I tame it to the extent that I can then begin to use it for my benefit, for my goals, and the darkness becomes light. Next question. Should a person talk about the fact that he is dependent fully on the group? Well, everyone. Yes. The women disagree. So how do we relate that to there's no one beside him? So then, how do I relate to the group if there is no one else beside him? Well, think about it. This is not a simple question. If there is no one else beside him, yes, there is no one else beside him, but the group is the part that's close to me that I can feel, I can perceive the group. It's the next degree after I perceive myself. It wasn't clear what I said, right? If I perceive myself, I feel myself fully, I perceive a part of the Creator that I perceive as myself, and the next part of the Creator that I can perceive, the center of the group, is what you need to find, and in the center of the group you need to find the answer. It's myself plus the group. The group is part of the Creator. There's nothing beside him. The question is, how do I relate to the group if there is no one else beside him? I don't see a contradiction here. If there is no one else beside him, then the group, in the group, I relate to them as if I relate to him. I agree completely. Everything that takes place in a group, all the intentions, all the advancements, all the degrees, it's all him. In essence, all we do is we unite, and thanks to this, only the light. The light does everything for us. We barely don't do anything. I want to look at some other points here. what religions say about the fact that it's all Him, it's all relative to Him, but it's precisely thanks to the group that I can come to reveal the Creator right here and now. And the group is that specific place where I can realistically, not mystically, but I can work and I can sense, I can measure myself with respect to the Creator. Therefore, the group is the only place where I can work and make contact with the Creator. It's true, the group is a kli in which the Creator is revealed. We form the partsuf, we assemble a partsuf, and if I relate to the group as I relate to myself, meaning I becomes the group, and we make ourselves similar to the upper force, the quality of bestowal, and that's when it happens. Mainly, we need to build a connection to the Creator, a mutual guarantee, but the fact that the group influences us, sometimes it seems like it's influencing us negatively, sometimes positively, it doesn't matter. We need to relate to it as there's none else beside Him. But our effort, our contribution to the group, we must always increase it. And that's how we must work. But, of course, if the group suddenly is not in a very good state, we need to bring up these issues and discuss them. And in this way, we balance between there's no one beside Him and our freedom of choice that we need to apply here. I think that this question is clear. We simply are confused that we often look at the group and we mistake it for our ego. But in the group, the reality is we have our friends, we have burning hearts, we have dispassionate prayers of our friends, and all together, this burning, that's the group. And if I truly begin to see in my friends, in their qualities, behind their actions, and even instead of my friends, I need to begin to see these burning points, then any contradiction easily falls away. There's no space beside Him, and there is only the group that's next to it, and they merge into a single whole. I think that there cannot be, the goal cannot be greater than the means. Everything is merges into a single picture. When it's purely philosophy when you're looking at it, just there's no beside Him by itself, but when you look at it through the prism of the group, you realize that it cannot be anything else. It's all one whole, and we simply need to reveal it. And right now, every seminar, every time a friend speaks, it brings us closer to this state. This is like a motto, slogan, an upper slogan that I haven't achieved yet, but a group is a place where I experience all the states, and all these states are corrected with that there's no space beside Him, and all the states, all the rishimot, they all the everything that happens, everything that the friends do for you, it all brings you back, reminds you of the notion that there's no space beside Him. The question again: how do I relate to the group if there is none else beside Him? There is myself, the group, and Him. If I remove this third component, if I remove the I and simply dissolve in the group, it's the only opportunity when truly the kli is formed, and then I don't have the third component. There's none else beside them, there's only the creator and the creature. You can also say that if there's none else beside him, how do I relate to the group? The group is given to me by whom? The creator? For what? In order for me to reveal him in the group? That's the optimal condition, no matter what I think about it. It's the optimal condition for me at this point in time, in every situation, for me to reveal that there is none else beside him. I think that a very important word here is attitude, because an attitude always implies action. So this is contradictory with there is none else beside him. But this contradiction is annulled, cancelled, if he is involved. If his quality is involved, then the man, the group, and his attitude, they merge into one whole. It's very important to remember that all answers, they're there, they exist. They exist in our unity in between us. We need to simply find this point and we're going to feel it. The question, how do I relate to the group if there is no one beside him? You need to turn over your ego to love toward him in order to reach love, in order to reach bestowal by seeing the group, seeing the environment. We don't really want to do it. We like some people, we don't like others. We need to work with our ego in a way where we could see that there is none beside him and always relate in this manner. Your attitude towards the group is your attitude towards the creator. That's it. With respect to the work towards the group, it is said that you always need to look for a better relationship with the group. Always need to strive, endeavor to see the group in a better light, because it is by seeing the group in a better light, you see the picture of your incompatibility, your lack of similarity with the Creator and His qualities. So by rising above your flawed perception of the ego, flawed perception of the group, when you make the effort to come to the equivalence of form of the Creator, you do it through the group. Add to that, it is written from love of creatures to love of the Creator. It looks like we still have time. I think the answer is clear to us. Truly, there is none else beside him, and the Creator wanted to be revealed to the creature. But the thing is that if he were to reveal himself, the creature would never be able to be independent. It would always sell itself to the light. It wouldn't be able to separate itself from the light and be independent. So it's impossible to annul yourself before the light, before the Creator. Being in the state to annul myself before Him, I am nothing but a slave of the pleasure. And people know this, and over the course of our lives, we always remain governed by the light, specifically because of this. That is why the Creator Himself is concealed, but the group is revealed. And that is why we can begin to contact with the group and even rise above the ego, which is something that you can't do with the Creator. As far as everything else goes, it's the same thing. Aside from man, there is only the Creator. There is nothing else beside Him. And then man discovers that even he doesn't exist. There is just one upper force which includes everything, but this only happens when he comes to it independently. Another question. How do I, being at this Congress, care for all my friends to get absolute confidence in our mutual support? What means can we use to reach, to achieve absolute mutual support? Think about it, discuss it with amongst yourselves. What means can we use to achieve absolute confidence in mutual support? First, Rav said, how do my friends get this absolute confidence in mutual support? Maybe that's the answer right there. He's talking about the Congress, the mutual support. I think that mutual support or support for all of us, what we're talking about here is the one thing that the person can bring, can give to put his part, his contribution. If we're talking about this Congress, then all the events, he can contribute by contributing fully, leaving everything on the table, giving the importance of the goal to his friends. I think that we can give the mutual support to one another by exalting the friends and annulling ourselves before the friends, seeing the friends as great and myself as uncorrected. That's the only way. The question is about means, right? I think a friend is like a woman. You need to compliment him. You need to tell him things that he's great, he's big, he inspires you. And he'll probably believe you. And maybe he'll even start behaving accordingly the same way to other friends. How can we achieve absolute mutual support? Every circle must answer this question loudly, clearly, through their representatives in about 10 minutes.
Mm. мне кажется, только как результат может быть его стоит обсудить.
I think that only as a result we can talk about it. But if a person demonstrates his joy with respect to the goal, with respect to what we do, and this joy is clearly visible within, it doesn't actually matter what happens internally. Even psychologists say that if you imitate joy externally, sooner or later you're gonna feel it. So if you generate this joy and you literally just place a taboo on everything you express with your face, and you express compliments like Itzhak talked about, expressing compliments to, paying compliments to women. What? Speaking to the mic. So, it's something that doesn't relate to everything. If everything relates to our goal, I think if we focus on that, it's gonna blow up. I think first and foremost we need to make a contract to mutually support one another. Then we can. We need to realize that we can't hold up our end of the bargain. We can't honor this contract, and then we need to appeal together. So the question here really is, how do we come to mutual guarantee? We try to actualize this, but one thing we need to do is put ourselves under the influence of the light for it to correct our attitude to one another. Practically, we need to actualize all of Rabash's advice and to disseminate in our daily lives, and then we're gonna feel the desire, the right desire. If we do it correctly, I'm certain, I'm confident that we'll be successful, because we know that the power of thought, the power of desire, there's nothing greater, nothing more powerful. So we simply need to think about the environment and to nullify ourselves before it. So if we go by these rules and we follow them, we're gonna reach mutual guarantee. I think this care for the environment, for this common field, I don't know what to call it, but before anyone makes any actions, one needs to check himself against this point. However you can, however you imagine it to yourself, but to do it very clearly, very deliberately, and try your hardest. This can be done. Try to always think about what it is exactly that you're doing for your mutual support. What can you do right now? Every second, think about this. Not about how good you feel or that you want to go and get some tea, but what can you do right now for your friend? I think we need to make an agreement, a covenant. A covenant between each other that we swear, we agree to only behave this way at this Congress. Absolute mutual support, yes, it's mutual guarantee, it's... It can be that I need to make a covenant, and this is why we have this Congress here. There are thousands of people here, and I have no choice. I must make a covenant with them. They already did it, and they're just waiting for me to sign my name. Yes, we were given, our task is further complicated. We need to find this common point. We need to now simply formalize it, because I think we're all talking about the same thing. Let's select someone who could focus it, who focus everything for me, for us. Is there anyone who will be able to do it? Maybe we can really, someone can just take a few moments, a few phases of what we need to do in order to come to, for everyone to connect to this work and to work full, leave everything on the table. We need to come to a covenant, come to a mutual guarantee. And that's when this whole system rounds itself out. I would also add that it's either going to happen now or never. We bet it all. We go all in. We're given this chance right now, and it needs to happen right now to make highlight this point. I immediately thought that if we do this, we set the ego opposite us, if we go all in. So, I wanted to also introduce another element to this, the Creator, the Upper Light. The Creator helps us. The Creator becomes the guarantor that it can happen. So these three points can be united together. At this Congress, the question began, how can we do it at this Congress? At this Congress, there won't be any other Congresses, either now or never. Today we're going to ask the representative of every group to stand up and to give us the right answer. And then every group will be able to ask one question. You can talk amongst yourselves which question you want to ask, but in the meantime we're going to ask all the groups. Well, Argonaut, you're going to start. Our group likened everyone turns to the camera when they speak. That aside from us, no one can do it for us, and we need to do it together right now. And if we reach the state of mutual guarantee, the Creator is going to guarantee that we're going to be successful, and it's either going to happen now or never. So I don't get it. Who's going to guarantee to us that when we have this lack for a mutual guarantee for one another, the Creator is going to keep us in this lack? And if we don't make it, then we have to make it right here and now. Well, it's a little bit correct.
Well, I think that we met and talked, and we came to the conclusion that we are guarantors for one another and show a personal example to one another, in that way inspiring the friends. These new sensations, and the friends transfer them back through their opinions, and in this way it's magnified and amplified and amplified the sensation around the circle.
We'll talk about it, whether or not that's correct or not, but give yourselves a round of applause for the effort.
We came to the conclusion that the opinion, we have to remember the importance of the uniqueness of each friend, to worry about a a friend, being able to prosper and bloom and as if he was at home, to be comfortable and to worry about the conditions to do that, to constantly remind the friends and demonstrate importance to them that we're together, that we're going to come to this point of unity.
And from reminding, we're going to come to the goal? So why haven't we gotten there yet? Why haven't we arrived yet?
That's a good question.
Well, that's me asking you. Okay, next. It's okay. This is how we talk about it, we clarify. Go ahead, keep passing the mics.
We're just starting playing this state in such a way that we forget, just like as children, we forgot that we have to sleep or eat or anything.
And what?
And then we enter that state that we really don't have that.
So it's like,
well, yeah, just like you taught us.
Now that's the correct answer. Go ahead, keep going. The closest group, give them the mic.
We are already, everybody except me, is in complete support. Only I'm separated from this state. In order for me to come to it, I have to play it and fake it. And in this way, I will come to it as well.
I would say that you squirmed yourself out successfully. Girls, maybe you're going to say something something smart? Go ahead, give them the mic. And you talk in the meantime.
We came to an answer that a desire must come for the prayer of many so that I would worry about the Creator filling their desires.
Clarify that, please. Meaning, we work at Arvut, right, of mutual guarantee.
Yes, we're working on me having a desire, a request for the Creator to for him to fill the desires of others.
Go on. Oh, that's it?
And then that was pretty much as far as we got.
But that's the beginning of the right answer. That's the beginning of the right answer. Let's hear others.
We, a self-annulment, and the transition from I to we, and the prayer of many.
People are beginning to circle around the right answer. Okay, women, go ahead.
We, as an option, we have a prayer for the friends to think about each other and would enter our Arvut and to annul each other and to a guarantee for others. And for all desires and actions to pass them through the goal.
That's even better. But it's still not a complete answer. Not yet. Who else is there next to that woman? Go ahead, quickly.
To install a maximum quality and quantity of connection through duties, mutual work, smiling, being closer and being in thought for the other.
That's a little bit further away, but bravo anyway.
Commendable.
Go ahead.
The worry for concern for the friend and work with the friend.
And what else? Okay, you've put all your soul into him, and then? And he, what does he do?
When each would...
When everyone does that, it's the same is going to happen, except only worse. I'm not joking. It would be even worse. So go ahead. Keep going. All right.
Микрофон.
А как мы можем обрести обоюдную поддержку?
How can we attain mutual support? Is a question. By multiplying strength and the importance of the goal.
Well, what if it doesn't work? What are you going to do?
Still continue to multiply.
So you're still trying to multiply. All right. Go ahead.
We came to the conclusion in the group that the most important thing is to hold a single mutual goal and to be united in thought. Unity, uniting percent.
That's nice and all, but...
That's as a conclusion, obviously through mutual guarantee, through the desire of each one to do
well done
for the others.
But there is a continuation to that. Go ahead. Either one or the other.
We came to the following. We need concrete actions. What is it for? Each must give to the other what he wants. For example, I have this, the following thing. Look, written on me, you understand that you're... Somebody comes up to me and says that I'm doing the most important thing in the world, and I can't do it without you, and you can't do it without me. Do you understand? Yes, so what do you want from me? A guarantee. Okay, great. So now, each person, each 500... Yes, I'm ready. You're ready. Each of the 500 people here... 1,000 people, and it'll finally tear me apart.
Correct, that's right. No, that's right. And then?
And then I won't have any other desire. I won't have the ability to think about anything else. I'll think about these 500 people. And even if I don't have any money, SMS, then I can go on Skype. And
then what? What's going to happen then? Why are you doomed to success? What? You have a lot of egoists that came together to support one another.
Well, you kind of cornered me in there.
And you don't give a crap about the Creator. Where did they have this importance of the goal? They're simply playing. They're acting as if they have it. Listen to what I say. I see that everyone has the same omission here. If you're going to be trying to achieve the goal amongst yourselves, you're simply going to be an egoistic company. And that's it. And you're not going to have any spiritual power. You're simply going to have a power of a team. Because you will not have the Creator between you. When does the Creator appear? How do you make sure... Well, you say the right... You say correctly, you have a bunch of people here, you smack each other on the shoulder, you come to an agreement, everyone's ready, good, good. Alright, so far what you have is an egoistic soup. And there, it's not any different from anything else in the world. So what can we do to make sure that the power of the Creator resides here with us? I think that we need an energetic leap from here. Maybe he's going to give us the answer.
Through the discussion, our group came to a conclusion that I have to raise a prayer for all my friends.
Correct, but...
So, as elevation, ascent... Raising mine for the sake of all my friends.
That's an even more correct answer, but still incomplete. Go ahead, girl.
We have to remind each other that the Creator only wants good for us, therefore there's none else besides Him, and the prayer must pull the light.
But how do we get to that point? No, you already gave an answer. So let's speak again.
The Creator is prepared to give me.
If you're asking me a question, I'm not going to answer. You are the one who needs
me
to answer.
Me? Okay, I'm answering, yeah. the Creator is prepared to give to us if His if our desire matches His.
Correct.
But after all, the question is, what does the Creator want now? What is His desire now?
For you to answer the question.
I think in order to realize this jump, all of us need to at this moment immediately know that we already came and we're all together and we all came, and this confidence the Creator will give to us if He sees that we have really agreed and on the inside have agreed to do it, then He'll do the rest.
That's the most correct answer of all. But how do we ask Him? Do we need this? I am asking you, do we need this? Now, what are you talking about? How do we make sure that this need, this lack arises in us, this need for His help, so bad that only He can save us and that's it? And if not, then it's finished. We're finished. How do we reach this point? Because otherwise everything's pretty good. Up until the very end, the person thinks that everything's fine. How do we make sure that right now we feel that without His help, it's kaput, as they say. That's it. We're finished. How do we do this? Where do we find the fear, the anxiety, the despair, the darkness, the gloom? That there's nothing. We're surrounded from all sides. There's nothing we can do. How do we do this? And when then there's nothing left, where you simply call out, you cry out to the sky. Otherwise, everything is fine. Where do we find this state?
We have agreed. We've decided that first you have to go to the subway. And then convince a friend that during the week they're going to execute him and his family.
What does the subway have to do with the family?
Well, if he's on the subway, then he'll understand.
Really? Okay, I guess I'll have to try. You're talking. You're being serious? That this is gonna awaken a true prayer? Okay, we're gonna get everyone into the subway right away. I can't hear you.
We have an answer. If we'll be prepared to pass on what we've gotten here, then we'll also get it. Only for other people. For ourselves, we won't get anything.
That's true as well. That's true. Well, we're getting closer and closer. We're asking questions that are much stronger than the answers that we're giving.
May your women's group answer? We wanted to answer for a while. We decided that we are in a very unique place where each of us brought that spiritual part with her. But by fate, We're constantly tossed back and forth by changes of state and egoism, and we forget why we came here. At some moment, we need to concentrate very much inside and try to once again find that thing that brought us here and to give back in the name of common unity, going above reason. That this field is prepared, and all we have to do is for me to stop, being involved in nonsense and give as much as I can. We also have an answer from a circle that if I to apply my maximal effort in order to inspire the mutual guarantee in my friends. That way I will create the necessary clear for the Creator to do it when I see that I won't be able to do it.
Okay, you want to continue discussing? Because we're way overdue for dinner. We're not going to have it at this point. Okay, anyway. The goal is achieved only if the upper light influences us. The light brings us to the goal. Otherwise, all of our attempts are within our ego. What is the light roused? What draws the light? The prayer. Man. The man awakens the light. What is the prayer a result of? Despair, desire. So, despair is not a simple despair. Desire. How do we come to this desire? Well, how do we achieve a kind of desire from which we would scream, shout, which is so hard that we would merit the Creator's revelation? You know, Rav, in our circle we weren't able to come to any conclusion. And what I discovered, I revealed, is that we have the desire. We have through the desire we will reveal the need as well. And this is a sensation of emptiness. Here, the prayer. This is the prayer before precedes a prayer. That's how you write it, right? Prayer that precedes a prayer. When we pray, that may we have the desire. May we have the desire. And when the desire exists, then we have the prayer towards the light, towards correction. And this is Ormukiv, surrounding light. And that's when we reach the goal. It was a difficult question, but many people thought in the right direction, only with the help of the upper force. Our Canadians came. They arrived. It's interesting how these people got here. They were transferred in Iceland. Their airplane was searched for a bomb. And this was all deliberate. And it's because of her. The entire plane suffered because of her. But in the end, they let them through, and now they're here. Now, that's what a true desire is all about. But we'll talk about this later. We simply don't have... We can't continue right now. Our dear, esteemed servers, food servers, they're standing by. They can't wait to serve us, to feed us, give us food. So, maestro, a song.
Во сто крат и захотели стать как он, как перестали понимать друг друга даже в мелочах, и мысли стали излагать с тобой на разных языках. Но это в прошлом все, мой брат, я знаю, ты не виноват. Лишь об одном тебя молю, возьмемся за руки и будем вместе. прилив, потом затвидит подземелье. Как без причины подрались и вспомни слезы матерей. Ты долго странствовал, мой брат, много в жизни повидал. Пора вернуть друзей назад, чтоб Вавилон не потерял. Мы тоже долго шли с тобой, и вместе шли в разнобой. И вот пришли к концу пути, чтоб взявшись за руки, воспеть все вместе. А-а-а.